Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back at Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Colonoscopy canceled. Apparently it's free once I turn 50, right? With my insurance, I'm not 50 yet, so I think I'm going to wait just a little bit, save some money. I'm going to be 50 soon. We're going to talk about that. I don't really want to talk about that. We're going to be talking about today how the Johnson & Johnson vaccine looks like it's predicted to come back on the market. That lab has started to get their stuff all fixed and ducks in a row. And Johnson & Johnson vaccine, we still have stores of it that have been produced from other areas. So looks like Johnson & Johnson vaccine might be coming back. We should find out probably in about the next 24 or 48 hours. We're also going to discuss some of the changes that Biden wants to make in terms of climate change and emissions. Apparently 4 in 10 humans are breathing bad air, and only 60% of us get good air. How to make good air versus bad air. Apparently public sex is a huge thing. Right? Maybe it's because I've been married for a while, but having sex, and it's not just, you know, let's be in our car because, you know, we can't go home. It's just being out there in the park. Apparently public sex is becoming so popular that throughout the world, there's like little parks and areas that go, look, fine. If you're going to do it, here are the rules. So we're going to talk about that, and if there is any sort of a call for a decriminalization of public sex. But what I want to open up today is the topic of money, and I want to ask you guys, how do you feel about, you know, our centuries old sort of habit of having something in our hand? If we know the value of what we have in our hand, giving what's in our hand to another person's hand and buying a product. Versus now, with what Amazon wants to do, is palm technology, where you just put the palm on the scanner, it reads your palm, it reads your biometrics, and you pay. So I'm interested. Do you guys want to go moneyless, or do you think we want to keep our money? 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So the palm technology is kind of interesting. I don't know much about it, but you know how a fingerprint has a lot of unique sort of intricacies that, you know, no two people are supposed to have the same sort of fingerprints. Even twins aren't supposed to have identical fingerprints because maybe the amniotic fluid or something makes different swirls, but everybody's supposed to have different fingerprints. A palm has about 1,000 times more different intricacies. So rather than fingerprints, palms make you even more unique. And some of the technology actually looks at your vein. It uses infrared light to read your vein. And so when you set up this sort of technology to be able to be scanned anywhere by your palm, you have to put in some of your own personal information and biometrics and things like that. And they remember you. They learn you. And for those of us, you know, that might want to go and buy some condoms, right, or go and buy some cigarettes, you don't really want that in any sort of a database. So I'm predicting that people who want some privacy when it comes to what they purchase, they're going to be like, I'll pass, just let me have my $5, my $20 bill, whatever. But other individuals who are very nervous about pathogens, we talked about how money can have Clostridium difficile on it, MRSA, methicillin-resistant staph, all sorts of fungus, you know, all sorts of pathogens on money. And, of course, during COVID, people were really freaked out. And, in fact, many governor rules were try to go moneyless. Just have people use a credit card or a... But, you know, it's very hard to go moneyless when you have populations that don't have a bank, you know, that don't have a set address to be able to get credit card statements. So, you know, we unfortunately have don't want to discriminate against certain populations that might not be able to just go to Bank of America or Citibank and have all their stuff handled. But I do think you have a growing population that doesn't want to touch your money, that wants there to be a means where as they are walking out of Amazon, like, see ya. So apparently they're going to trial this at Whole Foods. It's called Amazon One. And I guess it's debuted already. Oh, really? It already debuted? I don't know. So shoppers can pay for items by placing their palm over a scanning device. And this is a little different from the where you like walk and where you just walk out and it triggers on your phone. I guess you scan something when you buy a product and then as you leave, your phone gets charged and you have an account. And then if not, there's all these buzzers. So with an automated pay, I want this product. Here's my palm and the doors will remain locked. There might be security there just in case you're lying. You don't need a lot of staff. You don't need a lot of employees. You aren't having people managing money. You aren't having people that could possibly steal the money. So a moneyless world might minimize crime. I mean, it's very hard to steal somebody's palm print. You could say, well, they could cut off my hand. No, because I think the vein has to be alive. I think they can't have different skin turgor. I think when it reads your palm, it has to be a pretty consistent live palm. But I got to tell you, I do not like walking around with money. I never have my wallet on me if I don't need to, you know, because I worry I'll get mugged or I'll lose it. Remember that man a few months ago that was walking his dog got mugged, but he didn't have his wallet on him, still got shot and killed. And so, you know, maybe some crimes would lessen if people know that the average person just doesn't carry money anymore. We just don't carry money. On the flip side, I don't trust electricity. I don't trust that there won't be some sort of a power outage. And here I am needing to buy milk. Here I am needing to buy something for my kids, get gas in my car, because there's a zombie apocalypse. And they'll be like, well, we can't read your palm. Okay? So give them a backhand. So, Adam, what do you guys think? 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing, then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com. That's soupbeansurvival.com. And discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com. That's soupbeansurvival.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Dr. Dolly, you show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So it looks like we have some breaking news. Apparently the House, and they've done this before, has passed a bill to make D.C., Washington, D.C., the 51st state. There, it would be called the Douglas Commonwealth, named after Frederick Douglass. And this bill was passed 216 to 208, and then it moves to the Senate. If the Senate passes it, then it would be approved, most likely by Joe Biden, who has shown support. So having Washington, D.C., another state, you know, it's interesting. I don't know much about what the rules are surrounding a capital, but I thought the capital needs to be on objective, neutral ground. If the capital is in Republican territory, there could be those influences. If it's
in Democratic territory, there could be those influences. And so you thought that you want the Capitol in a very neutral space. Neutral. And so, you know, the push to get D.C. into statehood has been something long called for. And they were discussing it during the Trump administration, how if Trump left, that's going to be what they want to do. So that allows the Democrats to have more congressional seats because the D.C. area leans very heavily Democrat. And, you know, there's debate on, well, if it's already Democrat, you know, it doesn't matter. Is it, does it affect D.C.? I mean, when politicians come to D.C., they vote, then they leave D.C. and go back to, I don't know, Bethesda or wherever they live. And so, I don't know because, I mean, the 50 states, you know, you got the flag, you got the 50 stars. It's a nice, even number, you know, it's nice. And then what happens next? Is Texas going to try to divide into two states so then they get some additional seats in the Senate? You want to get additional congressional seats, but you might get additional Senate seats. So it'll be interesting to see what happens. Of course, anything like this is usually needing Senate approval by a majority 60 vote, but they might try to bypass that and where it would just be majority rules. So, it's a very, to me, the whole political landscape is kind of frustrating. Because there are a lot of things we need to do, like now. I mean, we need to get people working. We have businesses open up that can't find employees. We have issues with climate pollution, COVID variants, and we have so much going on. And, you know, the speed of anything, you know, when you compare it to the stimulus package, when you compare it to health insurance reform, when you compare it to anything else, the speed when it comes to, well, doing something political to help ourselves, right, always seems to get the, you know, get the success and get to the forefront and get the speed and, get done. So it's becoming a very kind of tumultuous time in politics, and I think, you know, whether we have a 51st state or not might not really weigh in on a lot of people. But if the purpose is so that it can kind of stack the House, stack the Senate, I mean, you know, it's, I don't know. To me, I think we have bigger fish to fry right now, and it just kind of adds to more resentment, rift. I'm not a fan. Nope. All right, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So NASA was able to make breathable oxygen on Mars. The instrument on NASA's Perseverance rover has been able to make oxygen from the planet's carbon dioxide atmosphere. They say it is the second successful technology demonstration on the mission. They actually flew, a mini helicopter on Monday. Wow. I'm still not moving to Mars. The oxygen generation was performed by a toaster-sized unit in the rover called MOXIE, the Mars Oxygen In-Situ Resource Utilization Experiment. It made 5 grams of the gas, equivalent to what an astronaut at Mars would need to breathe for roughly 10 minutes. I'm not sure how long it took them to do that. But NASA is thinking that future human missions would take scaled-up versions of MOXIE with them to the Red Planet rather than try to carry oxygen from Earth, all the oxygen they need to sustain them. Okay, I would definitely make sure you have some backup, okay? I mean, don't think anybody should be going to Mars without there being enough oxygen. They say oxygen is also an integral part of the chemistry that propels a rocket. Thrust is achieved by burning a fuel in the presence of an oxidizer, which could be simple oxygen. They say Mars' atmosphere is dominated by carbon dioxide at a concentration of 96%. Oxygen is only at 0.13% compared to 21% in the Earth's atmosphere. So MOXIE, they say, is able to strip oxygen atoms from carbon dioxide molecules. Carbon dioxide is made of one carbon, two oxygens. Then the waste product is carbon monoxide, and it is able to be vented into the Martian atmosphere. Hopefully not making anybody tired. Carbon monoxide could compete with oxygen. Now, the NASA team behind MOXIE is running the unit in different modes to discover how well it works. They want it to be able to produce 10 grams of oxygen per hour. And 5 grams gives you 10 minutes of oxygen, so 10 grams would probably give you about 20 minutes of oxygen. Now, they say MOXIE is the first instrument, according to BBC, to produce oxygen on another world. It's the first technology of its kind. Oh, they said, isn't just the first instrument. Thank God. I don't want to know that we're doing this on any other planet. They say it's the first technology of its kind that will help future missions live off the land using elements of another world's environment. This is too much science for me. But you guys got to learn it. Here we go. It's taking regolith. Regolith is a substance you find on the ground. They put it through a processing plant, make it into a larger structure, or they take the carbon dioxide, which is the bulk of the atmosphere, and they convert it to oxygen. The process allows us to convert these abundant materials into usable things. Propellant, breathable air, combined with hydrogen and water. Now, they say NASA is going to attempt to fly its Ingenuity helicopter again on Thursday, and this mini chopper had made history this week because it performed the first power-controlled flight by an aircraft on another world. So if we bring kids up to Mars and they want to play with their drones, right, or their cars, or their motorized battery or remote cars, they can do that. And don't be thinking of setting up a civilization without making sure that the kids are going to be happy and be able to play with their toys. Otherwise, they're going to just get in trouble. So now, the drone is going to raise itself to 5 meters above the ground, move sideways by 2 meters, swivel, take some pictures, and then reverse back to the takeoff spot on land. Everyone's going to be like, woo-hoo, it's a big deal. It is a big deal. I don't ever mean to diminish what we're doing on space. I just have no desire to go out in space. It scares me. I am so scared to go out in space. Why? Because of that one movie when I was a kid that was Superman 2 and the three bad guys, including General Zod, went up to the American astronauts in the beginning of the movie, this is back in the 80s, and ripped off the USA insignia, causing his astronaut suit to not maintain the pressure needed and the oxygen needed, so the man dies. And I have been so afraid because I'm a klutz. I always tear my pants or tear a shirt or lose a button. I don't want to be out there knowing that so delicately something could rip or tear, ruin my suit, and I can't breathe. I want to be able to breathe. That's why I got the COVID vaccine. I know a lot of you guys aren't excited about the COVID vaccine, but I got the COVID vaccine because I still think it's safer than getting COVID and not being able to breathe. I just want to breathe. That's me. So, I know it's exciting stuff. I'm proud of NASA. I think that's really cool for NASA to be able to make oxygen. Very cool. But it doesn't mean I'm going. 1-877-DOCTOLLY, don't go away.
Supplement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Proponents of raising the gas tax and a vehicle miles travel tax are saying it's increasingly unlikely that either tax will be a part of President Biden's massive infrastructure proposal. Administration officials have indicated they would rather raise the corporate tax to pay for their $2.3 trillion package. Senate Republicans say there's no interest in their caucus to pursue the first gas tax increase since 1993. Bitcoin, the world's biggest cryptocurrency, battled back Monday following a 14% crash over the weekend. Some reports have speculated that Bitcoin's drop could possibly be connected to concerns that the U.S. Treasury may crack down on money laundering through digital assets. Nicholas Panigurchulu with J.P. Morgan on CNBC.
It represents a significant challenge here for Bitcoin to sustain its momentum.
Despite Bitcoin's drop, many big-name crypto investors are still bullish. USA Radio News. Passed a plan on Wednesday that would make it increasingly difficult for any president to impose a travel ban to protect American citizens. Republican representative from Ohio, Jim Jordan.
Number of illegal immigrants coming into our nation since they've been keeping records. So it is definitely a crisis, definitely chaos. And what do the Democrats do? Last month, they passed 2 bills that give amnesty to millions of illegal immigrants. You can't make this stuff up. And then today they're going to pass a piece of legislation that takes power away from the commander-in-chief.
Titled the No Ban Act, the legislation would limit a president's authority to use travel bans without first consulting Congress and would allow litigation by foreign nationals in the United States who are harmed by such a restriction. As terrible as COVID-19 has been, it's entirely possible that we'll face another pandemic unless we identify how the crisis began. Yet, more than a year after the outbreak, we still have no details on the origins, only speculation, and that should concern everyone. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
In 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. And big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So we're staying steady. We're still above 10,000 people in the hospital, which is an uptick over the last few weeks. Had about another 107 deaths reported in the last few hours. 8,300 cases, but that's, again, you know, as the numbers are coming in, it's not in real time. So the U.S. is still kind of trudging along, okay? We don't have a lot of good news on the front, but it's not horribly worsening. India's having some major problems. India is overwhelmed. almost another 300,000 cases reported this morning, another 1,600 deaths. Their critical numbers that I get from Worldometers hasn't changed, but then again, when you're overwhelmed, you might not be getting the numbers in real time. Turkey has reported another 54,000 cases, Iran another 24,000 cases, Germany another 18,000, Italy 16,000 cases. So unfortunately, we have huge spikes, and as much as I want to open up, and you know, Las Vegas is hopefully going to be opening up very shortly. I think by May 1, the counties are going to take control of their mitigation measures and open it up, and then by June 1, the governor has all of us open up wearing masks, but all of us open up and wearing masks. And so in Las Vegas, that's a pretty gutsy move because we welcome tourists. And we are a tourist town. Now, mind you, we have the Raiders. We have the Golden Knights. So we do have sports as an industry. We also do have solar power, engineering, storage of internet, and I forget what that's called. We have to store, you know, computer sort of memory. There's a lot of things Southern Nevada especially can offer. We have farming throughout Nevada. Food, cattle, ranches, things like that. But tourism is the biggie. I can't lie. And tourism, it's not just people that want to see showgirls, you know, or people that want to get drunk. It's conventions. It's people that want to have fine dining. It's people that want to go to a resort. People that want to go to the club. And so in order for us, Well, people have been a little upset that I haven't been very critical of my governor. And, you know, the reason why is I'm going to be very honest with y'all. I mean, I don't want to act like I could have done a better job than most of these public officials, Republican or Democrat out there, because, you know, they were dealing with not only a health crisis, but a business crisis, economic crisis. Even if I disagreed with some of their decisions, it wasn't easy decisions that they made. And it's very easy for me as a doctor to say, look, build more hospitals, no need to close down the economy, let people work, which is what I would have done. But would I have been an effective politician? Would I have gotten reelected? Well, remember, a politician's main goal and main duty, you would think, is to serve the people, but it's to serve the party. And if the party feels like they are going to be in trouble because decisions made could hurt them, then hopefully they make good decisions that won't hurt people, etc. And so the soundbite of, well, people could be killed. We could have more people die in California if you don't lock down, or more people die in New York, or, you know, yeah, these governors are going to feel the pressure, and they are going to try to err on the side of caution. The problem is there was a lot of inconsistency. You had a lot of businesses that could have stayed open. Once the science came out going, look, guys, this really isn't the corner bakery's fault, you know, or the taco shop's fault, businesses could open back up. With maybe certain restrictions with travel that we could have done. We could have probably done this better, but not easy. And now the decision has to be made for us to open up to tourists. Now, in Nevada, numbers are staying still pretty low. In America, we're doing way better than we did. But if you look at what's going on throughout the globe, there's some scary variants out there. The variant in India, that seems to be overwhelming the country right now in hospitals, they feel is a double variant. And a new variant that can unfortunately evade vaccinations. It could affect young people. And they believe not only is it more contagious, but it is more deadly. So that's, these are some of the things that unfortunately anybody with a huge travel industry needs to understand. So, you know, can we open up to domestic conventions? Yeah, I think so. I think we could start getting our convention business back. Yeah, I mean, how robust will it be? A lot of companies out there don't have money. A lot of companies out there aren't really getting employees to come back. So are they really going to send them to Vegas? for the week. So it all depends on how good the companies are doing. But the strong are going to still stay strong. But the ones who are a little vulnerable are going to be the ones that have issues. Right now, the United Arab Emirates, the General Civil Aviation Authority, and the National Crisis and Emergency Management Authority have announced the suspension of all inbound flights for national and international carriers coming from the Republic of India. They said it was a precautionary and preventative measure to help limit the spread of the COVID-19 pandemic. So cargo flights between the two countries will continue as usual. I believe in America, I have to double check. I believe we are, we have do not travel alerts on multiple countries, and I have to double check if India is included in the State Department's and the CDC's. American Airlines says its recovery is beginning, but the pandemic is, quote, far from over. Now, American Airlines lost about $2.7 billion in the first quarter of 2021, and airline top executives stressed that the pandemic is far from over. So they flew about 24 million passengers in the first quarter. That is still down 53% compared to pre-pandemic figures. So even though it looks like we're opening up, some companies are making money, people got stimulus checks, some money getting infused. Unfortunately, if you don't have the conventions, if you don't have the parties, if you don't have the weddings, you know, if you don't have the family members alive that you were going to visit, it all limits, it all affects. You know, people have asked, when do I think we're going to go back to normal? I don't think it's ever going to be normal, to be honest. I think the economy is going to pick up, but I think it's going to be a different normal. I think there's going to be a new norm. And I think it's going to be a opportunity for those who like the idea of controlling cities and locking people down, COVID or any sort of infectious disease that could be causing people to die. I think there might be this switch that some public officials will continue to indiscriminately use. And I think the threat of closures and lockdowns could be there. Now, they aren't politically popular, which might save the average business owner, but if there is another pandemic, whether it's the flu, whether it's COVID, whether it's something else, there is going to be public cry for government to do something. And you do have more popularity when it comes to lockdowns of the non-business owners. Those that didn't own a business, that were still able to work from home, get paid, or found that the benefits, they made more money than when they worked, you know, might be very supportive of future lockdowns. So I think we have a very new landscape where you have some people that kind of liked what happened during 2020. They don't have to be around sick people. They get to stay home. They get to be with their family and pets. Don't, you know, spend a lot of money. Don't make a lot of money. I don't know. For me, I want it to be like, you know, I want it to be like 2004, 2005. That's what I want it to be. 1-877-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-702-702. 562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Hello, I'm a bald person, which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not so convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALLY. 1-877-DOCDALI. So how many of you like mushrooms? No, the food. The food mushrooms. No. Yeah, the food. Apparently, if you eat one medium mushroom a day, it can reduce your risk of cancer, according to one study, by 45%. I can't stand mushrooms. I can't stand the taste of mushrooms. They're fungi. So I'm going to pass. But for those of you that like mushrooms, or, you know what, okay, I tell you how I could get a mushroom into my system. If it's buried only a little bit in a pizza, and I accidentally think it's like the ground beef, okay, I could maybe maybe eat that. If somebody makes a real yummy mushroom ravioli, well, you can barely taste a mushroom, I can maybe eat it. But other than that, no, I cannot stick a mushroom in my mouth. But U.S. researchers found that just 18 grams of mushrooms could cut your cancer risk by 45%. That is enough to fill around 1/8 to 1/4 of a cup. I could barely take a bite. Guys, this is going to be rough. So U.S. experts performed an analysis of 17 cancer studies published between the years 1966 and 2020 to determine the link between mushroom consumption and just, I think, overall cancer. And the team was from Penn State Cancer Institute, and they found that the 18 grams worked, cutting your risk by almost half. They said several studies have previously linked mushroom intake with slashing cancer risk, including prostate and cervical cancers. They say overall, I know, if you don't like it, can you just maybe topically add it? Can you insert it? No. These are not rectal or vaginal preparations or suppositories. You have to actually eat it. They said, overall, these findings provide important evidence for the protective effects of mushrooms against cancer. This is study author John Ritchie, a professor of public health sciences and pharmacology at Penn State. Future studies are needed to better pinpoint the mechanisms involved and specific cancers that may be impacted. And can I also say, future studies are needed to make it taste better. If you can make the sucker taste better, I'll eat it. Now, shiitake mushrooms. Are shiitake mushrooms the ones that look like meat? There's a type of mushroom, I don't know what it's called, where you get a burger and then they have this big, huge patty of a mushroom on it, and then you think you're eating a double patty burger, and then you're like, whoa. So I gotta be careful of those, because sometimes my husband kind of slips those in there. But they say shiitake mushrooms have chemicals that could kill the virus that causes cervical cancer. Guys, remember back in 2014, for those of you who have been listening that long, and if you have, that's amazing. Way to go. I know, I'm surprised I'm still on radio, too. I'm surprised you guys listen. Thank you. Honestly, thank you. Never thought I'd be in radio this long. I'm loving every day of it. But almost all cases of cervical cancer is caused by the human papillomavirus. And HPV is a scary virus, not only for women who have cervixes, or those of us that have cervixes, but it can cause throat cancer in men and women, rectal cancer in men and women, a whole variety of cancers. Now, the American research found that the extract active hexose correlated compound, or the AHCC, found in the shiitake mushroom family, species such as the basidiomycota mushrooms, might be able to prevent HPV-related cancer. Now, they studied this in mice. AHCC led to the eradication of HPV within 90 days, and it also decreased the rate of cervical cancer growth. So, mushrooms, good source of protein, vitamins, minerals, fiber, antioxidants. In fact, we need to talk more about Asian medicine and ancient Asian medicines. They realized the medicinal benefits of mushrooms long before we did out here. In fact, one particular antioxidant that they're really excited about is the ergothionine. Okay, hold on a second. Ergothionine. Or naine, ergothionine. Okay, how about that? It's a unique antioxidant and anti-inflammatory in mushrooms, but humans can't make this one on their own. So you need to actually bring it in. You know, our bodies are good, but our bodies need some help, especially since we have all these new things that are bombarding our bodies. And they say mushrooms are the highest dietary source of ergothionine. Yeah. Can they also study how to pronounce those easier? They are a unique, potent antioxidant and cellular protector. They say replenishing antioxidants in the body may help protect against oxidative stress and lower the risk of cancer. All right. Now, where else can you get it? What if you don't like shiitake mushrooms? Well, oysters. Yum. I don't eat oysters either. Maitake and king oyster mushrooms. Oh, I think there's oyster mushrooms. Oh, okay. I think there's a type of oyster mushrooms. They all have higher amounts than the white button, cremini, and portobello mushrooms. Oh, that was at Portobello. So despite this, the team's analysis comprised... And why can't they say chocolate? What about, like, I don't know, popsicle? I'll take a popsicle. They looked at 19,500 cancer patients, found that people who incorporated any variety of mushrooms into their daily diets had lower risk of cancer. And when people asked, well, which cancer specifically? Breast. Apparently, they noticed the strongest associations with preventing breast cancer. Now, here's the thing, people. All right, and there was a 2019 study from Tohoku University, Japan, that reported a link between mushrooms and lower risk of prostate cancer. They looked at 36,500 men between the ages of 40 and 79, and those who ate mushrooms once or twice a week had an 8% lower risk of developing prostate cancer compared to those who ate mushrooms less than once a week. So here's the thing. You know, you can go crazy with every single study that comes out saying you got to eat more of this, you got to eat more of this. I mean, we have studies saying you need to drink 4 to 5 cups of cancer. I'm sorry, 4 to 5 cups of coffee a day to prevent cancer, liver disease, yet your heart doctor's like, what are you drinking 4 or 5 cups of coffee for? That's too much caffeine. And by the way, it was caffeinated coffee in all these studies, not decaf. So what do you do? Nuts. They say get nuts in your system. But those of us with diverticulosis, heavy pockets in our colon, are told to avoid nuts. Those of us trying to limit some of our fat intake are told to avoid nuts. Right? Lean meat. Lean meat is supposed to be better than fatty meat. Helps you avoid carbs, makes you feel full. But for those of us with high uric acid levels, or cholesterol issues, or kidney issues, we're told to avoid the meat. So the one thing I could say to you, because people need generalizations. I know some people want, you know, a recipe or want instructions so they could follow by the book, but the average person can't stick to something too strict. So what I recommend to everybody is just try to get more vegetables or plants into your diet. Not plants in your backyard, but, you know, if you could eat a salad, make sure the leaves are green, like a spinach salad. Iceberg lettuce doesn't really have a lot of nutritional value, except maybe fiber. It has a lot of water, but still. But, I mean, if you could, you know, get some dark leafy greens, if you could get some nice bright peppers, maybe some tomatoes, get some lycopene in there, if you could get some mushrooms in there, if you could get some nuts, some maybe healthy fish, these are things that are pretty healthy. I tried to be vegetarian once. I did. And I wanted to cut back on meat because I had a kidney stone. And I noticed I started to compensate with pasta and rice and carbs. And for me and my weight, that wouldn't work. You know? Even though I tried to eat more vegetables. Vegetables isn't satisfying enough. But listen, if you could substitute a meal for vegetables, do it. 1-877-DOCTOR-DELLY.
Brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.